The new transformer that rolled into town today is part of an $80 million hydro project. Today, July 25, a new, high-voltage, 205,000-kilogram transformer slowly moved through the streets of Timmins, from Hallner Road to the Porcupine Transfer Station, TS, in Gold Center. Hydro One says it's part of an $80 million initiative that also includes upgrading and replacing switches, system protection and telecommunication equipment. As communities in Northern Ontario continue to grow, it's important to invest in the local electricity system to ensure reliable power for homes and businesses, said Ryan Doherty, Hydro One Vice President, Engineering and Construction Services. Hydro One has a long history of operating a reliable transmission system, and once this work is complete, it will strengthen the connections between the Northeast and Northwest and support the region as it continues to attract growth. The company says the Porcupine TS is a critical connection point in Northern Ontario. When the upgrades are finished, which is expected to be around 2026, it's expected that there will be strengthened reliability and resiliency in the electricity network in Timmins and area. Hydro One is amid an $80 million project to upgrade the Porcupine Transformer Station. Maja Hoggett, Timmins Today. Today's delivery is the second of three transformers that are part of the project. The third is expected to make the 1,800-kilometer trip to Timmins in late 2025. As we anticipate the growth of communities and industries in Northern Ontario, our government remains committed to ensuring that we continue to meet the needs of businesses and our residents. Thanks to Hydro One's updated infrastructure, residents and businesses in Timmins and across the Northeast can rely on dependable access to essential services, said Timmins MPP George Peary in the news release. As Minister of Mines, Peary said the project is especially important for the Ring of Fire, which part of his mandate is to advance. The reason we're doing this is, our economy is booming on the back of exploration and mining looking for critical minerals. Why are we doing that? Because we want to fill the supply chain with locally produced critical minerals. The power from the north has to come through this transformer station through into northwestern Ontario, he said at the announcement. Timmins Mayor Michelle Boileau said the critical infrastructure is helping unlock the city's economic potential. We have been actively working on initiatives that will encourage more individuals and businesses to choose Timmins as their home. It is important that we continue to provide reliable electricity to our communities to support increased density, she said.